What's up, guys? Max here, back with a brand new episode of the Scuttlebutt Show, and it's great to be back with you all. What's up, that boy, LJ? Nice to see you in the chat. It has been a minute. Have you changed your screen name or something? I don't even remember the last time we had you in the chat. Jaegerbomb, what's up, Eviana, Harry Lime Pie, AN, and everybody else who hasn't checked in yet? Great to see you all, and welcome back to another super fantastic episode of the Scuttlebutt Show, where we have tons of cool stories today, including the Air Force. You know, they've eliminated PT standards. They've eliminated, you name it, they've eliminated it. But they went to the next level, and we're going to talk about it today because they've eliminated boot camp. We're going to talk about what makes boot camp cool and challenging and fun and a good memory and why the Air Force just ruined it. Larry, what's up? Great to see you. And Kitty, thank you everyone for being here today. We got a bunch of cool stories. But before we even get to a story at all, I got to remind you guys, we're raising money. The Indiegogo campaign for my new documentary, Julian, is still ongoing. We are almost at $4,000 already, which is incredible. And you guys can contribute and help make this entire thing possible and real with a small contribution or maybe just with a share. Maybe just by sharing it on your social media, you can help make this whole thing a reality. So please consider clicking a link at the top of the description of this video on YouTube and checking out the Indiegogo campaign. Currently sitting at $2,715 plus a private $1,000 contribution that we've received, putting us at $3,715 plus the super chats and all that stuff. So around $3,800 on our way to a dream goal of $15,000. So thank you all very much. It's inspiring to see people show up with that. It's awesome. It is truly awesome. So I know what you came here for. You came here for an episode of the Scuttlebutt Show. And we're going to get right into it with this first tragic story. And you know, we just talked about something like this yesterday, but we're going to get back after it today. Air Force captain and O3 in the Air Force from Colorado Springs dies in crash along I-70 in Kansas while on official duty. Tragically, this is the second fatal car accident claiming the life of a veteran that we've had in 2 days, which breaks my heart. So let's watch this video here. And don't worry about this image you're seeing on your screen. This is not the person involved here. But check this out. And just as a reminder, I want these fresh in your mind so that you're driving safe this holiday season.
Air Force Academy is remembering one of its own today. Captain Morgan Taylor was on official duty for the Academy when she died in a car crash in Kansas this week. The Academy says her car was hit by another car while driving on I-70 near Manhattan, Kansas. She served in the Judge Advocate Office as the Deputy Chief of Military Justice. She was recently selected for Squadron Officer School and was headed to Maxwell Air Force Base in Alabama at the time of the crash. She originally earned her law degree at the University of Maine before being commissioned in 2020 following officer training.
Absolutely sad story there, folks. Please be careful out on the roads. Please, 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 especially during the holiday season where people are, like we said yesterday, traveling, partying, fatigued. Guard is up. Guard is down. Guard is down. Guard is not up like it normally is because it's the holidays and you're trying to think that this is the one time of the year where you can just let it go and relax. But on the roads, it's not, folks. On the roads, it is not. Please be safe out there. Oh, man, it breaks my heart to see that. It really does. It crushes me to hear about people involved in these fatal car accidents after just driving around and getting hit. Sometimes you're not even doing anything wrong. You're just traveling and somebody decides to swerve, drink and drive, whatever it is, and they hit you. And that's no go. That is not super legit. What is up, J-Dog? Julian in the house. No boot, no team building, Harry Lime Pie says. We're going to talk about Air Force boot camp here in a minute. It's going to get crazy. J-Dog says that's classified, referring to the Stolen Valor we had yesterday, the Stolen Valor. Let me tell you, folks, let me tell you something. Nuggets, what's up? Let me tell you guys something about classified. I got four people here who wish to keep their operations classified. Four military personnel arrested in Hawaii in child solicitation ring. These are active duty, up to no good out in Hawaii. A multi-agency undercover law enforcement operation targeting child sexual predators in Hawaii netted the arrests of four individuals on charges related to the solicitation of minors. This is not just paying for sex. This is not just human trafficking. This is involving minors. NCIS, the Naval Criminal Investigative Service, said Monday that those arrested were two sailors and one National Guard member and one soldier. Cross-service shenanigans out there. Oh, man, this is not good. And, of course, if convicted of these crimes, when especially involving children, we always hope that they get the worst sentences possible from both. I hope they get the double dip. You know what I'm saying? I hope they get the double dip from the civilian sector as well as from the military, because as the Scuttlebutt Show clowns of the day, these active duty service members, National Guard service members, are now officially clowns. They had it all. They had it all. They're active duty military. They're making their paychecks. They're living a life out in Hawaii, and they couldn't help themselves. They solicited children. The operation in August was conducted as part of the State Department of the Attorney General's Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. Wait, is that an acronym? AJICACT Force. And included military, maybe I'm the clown for that, trying to make that acronym. It's always an acronym, though. I'm surprised that that's not an acronym. It's always an acronym. Attorney General's Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, the AJICACT, and included military and civilian law enforcement personnel, including members of the Honolulu Police Department. Hawaii 5-0 out there busting these pervs. Each of those arrested used online platforms to solicit you-know-what from undercover law enforcement officers whom they believed to be children. Oh my goodness gracious. And you know they're in their little private chat rooms on the dark web sharing this stuff that they get, their little stories and their little clubs. Like, hey, look out for the FBI. The FBI is doing their operations out there and they're trying to give each other the heads up. They probably were part of the same Facebook group, a little private chat going on, all kinds of weird stuff going on the internet. Folks, please, please, please be careful with your kids on the web, because there are predators out there like this who are looking to trick them, fool them, groom them, whatever it is, into doing bad stuff, and then that's not a pretty sight. So those are your Scuttlebutt Show clowns of the day, folks. Let me know what you think about that in the comments section down below. Oh man, not good. Not good. Speaking of pedos, whatever happened to the Spec Ops chief in San Diego that was exposed by a civilian sting? Do you remember that when we reacted to that Master Chief in San Diego, busted by people v. Preds out here in San Diego? Well, I don't know what happened to him. I heard he went to court-martial. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Maybe I can find a follow-up on that. J-Dog, vomit emojis and poop emojis from that story. I agree with all that. Kitty says, why are there so many pedos everywhere inside and outside the military? Castrate them all. You know, it would be quite a punishment if found guilty. On one hand, I understand, you know, the mercy of the justice system for those wrongly convicted. And on the other hand, you just want to see justice done, right? It's tough. It's tough. I see I'm the coin teetering on its edge on the table on that one. We're living in paradise and had to do this. Ann says, yep, very true. Very true. We're going to talk about the Air Force here in a minute. We're going to talk about the Air Force. And we're going to spend most of today's episode on that one story, actually. The overwhelming majority of today's episode on that one story. But before we get to it, before we have to laugh at the Air Force, we have to praise the United States Marine Corps. United States Marine shoots, kills alleged gas station robber, according to the sheriff's office out there in Alabama, for you from the South. A retired United States Marine shot and killed an alleged robbery suspect outside an Alabama gas station Monday night. This is out of Ardmore, Alabama. The Limestone County Sheriff's Office said the Marine witnessed James Henry, 53 years old. Pictured here, by the way, this is apparently James Henry, the James Lee Henry, the alleged suspect in that robbery. Hopefully it's not alleged, because he's not there to defend himself. He was ordering a clerk at gunpoint to give him money at a Shell Quick Mart in Ardmore. WAF, the WAFF news out there, reports the Marine, who was legally armed with his personal protection weapon, stopped Henry as he was exiting the store, according to the officials. The Good Samaritan gave Henry several verbal commands to drop his gun. Officials said Henry did not comply with the commands and instead pointed his gun at the Marine. Big mistake, folks. Do not point your weapon at a United States Marine. You will regret that. Who immediately responded by shooting. First responders provided aid to Henry. However, he did die from his injuries at the scene. Body, body, head, probably. Police said the gas station robbery was not the first of the night for Henry. He was connected to another robbery in Athens, so it was not even his first robbery of the night. And not only that, but Henry was also a registered SO. You know what that is? A blank offender. I got to be careful how I say it. A blank offender. So this is somebody who the world is probably better off without. And we can thank the United States Marine Corps, the Devil Dogs, for that one. According to police, they recovered all stolen funds without any further reports of his injuries. They went through his pockets, folks. They saw him. They said, you know what? He's already down. He's two robberies and some other weird stuff going on. Let's just check his pockets for some more evidence. And they recovered all the stolen funds. So that's great. You love to see it. Let's see what this video here is.
48. This is breaking news.
Quickly to breaking news tonight, playing out in Ardmore. Reports of a shooting death at a gas station right now. Multiple agencies are on the scene at the Shell Station Quick Mart. That's on Main Street in Ardmore. WAFF 48's Romario Gardner was the first reporter on the scene. Romario, tell us what you see right now and what you're hearing from witnesses.
Margo, right now, several agencies are on scene. And as you can see behind me, there is a heavy police presence. I'm going to step aside so I can give you guys a better look at the scene right now. Now, I arrived roughly 40 minutes ago, and extra caution tape was placed as a precaution to keep me and other individuals safe. Now, in a Facebook post made by the Limestone County Sheriff's Office, they are assisting the Ardmore Police Department in an open death investigation. Now, one man across the street at the McDonald's said he heard the gunfire. Now, he told me he heard that a man tried robbing the store, but a customer inside the store shot and killed him. But for now, official details are scarce, but the Limestone County coroner is present at the scene. Now, motorists are advised to avoid the area, and officers on the scene, they told me that right now there is not a current public threat, but there is no current threats for public safety. So reporting live in Athens, Romario Gardner, WFF 48 News on your side.
That's right. There is no threat to public safety. There's only a threat to public danger out there, folks, because the Marines are out there keeping us safe. That's what I'm talking about. It's funny, you know, somebody over at the McDonald's heard a shooting and somebody else on the other side of the street was getting the McDouble. That's two to the chest, folks. Thank you very much to the United States Marine who took action and prevented further harm to other individuals out there in Alabama. I can never say it right because I've heard it, you know, pronounced from the people who live there, and I'm never quite sure what they're saying. So thanks for checking out that story. Let me know what you think about it in the comments section down below. Somebody from Alabama is going to write a nasty comment. It's not pronounced Ablama. And I'm like, whatever, man. How do you spell it? Tyler Farrell, what's up? We all know what makes the grass grow. True Anonymous, so does he suffer from PTSD or just went AWOL and commit a crime? What are you talking about? Knitting the blanket of freedom. The only threat out there was that Marine. Couldn't have happened to a more useless OS. Yes, good job, Marine. That's what I'm talking about. Tyler, what's up? Welcome to the chat. Welcome to the conversation. So let's not delay the inevitable, which, of course, is bashing the Air Force. Air Force ends Beast Week mock deployment at boot camp. The only cool thing about the Air Force boot camp, and they just canceled it. You are canceled, Beast Week. Now, we've already talked about the Air Force canceling running, the Air Force canceling PT, the Air Force canceling hard work and all that stuff. But now they've officially canceled the Beast. The one cool thing that they had the Beast in boot camp, and that's it. They said no. They said no go. Canceled. You're canceled. The Air Force announced Wednesday that it is getting rid of Beast Week during the basic military training, the four-day-long deployed war exercise. Folks, we're going to watch a video here in a second. I want you to keep in mind, Beast Week is considered to be a four-day-long deployed war exercise that has been a staple of the service's boot camp for the last 16 years. Beast Week, which stands for Basic Expeditionary Airman Skills Training, will be replaced by a new exercise. Trainees will still go out in the field, but it will only be for a day and a half. Now it's more like the Navy's battle stations than it is anything really cool. It says here, if we get it right, it will be the highlight of their BMT experience, despite only being 36 hours in length, said Colonel Jeff Pixley, 737 Training Group Commander at the Joint Base San Antonio Lackland Base. Early feedback suggests we are absolutely on the right track. So they're going, they're shortening it up. They're making it less instead of more, which seems to be the standard track of everything that the military is doing, less instead of more. The new exercise would go by another lengthy acronym, PACER FORGE, oh my God, which stands for the Primary Agile Combat Employment Range Forward Operation Readiness Generation Exercise. Oh my God. Oh my God. Are you guys ready for the, here's the test. It used to be, are you guys ready for Beast Week? And you'd be like, yeah, in the Air Force. And now the Air Force drill instructors are going to go say, are you guys ready for the Primary Agile Combat Employment Range Forward Operation Readiness Generation Exercise? And they're going to say, I don't know. What is that? Say it again. Can you say it three more times slower? Beast Week has been a major part of basic military training since 2006 and offered airmen the chance to go on a mock deployment where trainees sleep in cots, go on ruck marches, work on security protocol, weapons training, and fight simulated threats. And you know what? That sounds cool. That actually sounds cool. But Pixley, who assumed command of BMT in 2021, decided that Beast Week was outdated for some of the modern Air Force's needs. Oh my goodness. So what are the modern Air Force's needs? They've canceled PT. They've canceled hard work and military bearing. So what's left? What are the needs? As the Department of the Air Force pushes its new philosophy of establishing multi-capable airmen, meaning it wants to have troops able to take on more responsibility so they can carry out missions with fewer people, the new exercise develops trainees for a variety of missions in their careers, including base operating support functions. During the new PACER Forge, airmen will deploy to the former Beast site and will be put to the test with scenarios that are built to provide flexibility, promote information-seeking, teamwork, decision-making, and are results-focused. The service is still sorting out details of what that will look like. We want it to be something that trainees consider so important and informative that they don't spoil it for those that follow. This is not the end of an era, but rather a symbolic change to develop capable and ready airmen and guardians anytime, anywhere, according to Pixley. I don't know. What do you think? Before we go any further, let's take a second to review what Beast Week actually was beforehand. So this video, folks, is Beast Week Training, Air Force Basic Expeditionary Airman Skills Training, Beast, from the official U.S. Air Force Recruiting YouTube channel. Let's take a look at this and see what this was all about.
Go.
Keep those hips low. Keep those hips low. Head to red, head to red, head to red. Let's go. Fix your helmet. Let's go.
Leave the helmet. Did you guys hear that in the background? The other trainee lost his helmet. They said, leave the helmet. In the chat, in the comments, evaluate this low crawl. Is this an acceptable low crawl? You guys tell me. I need to know. I need the assistance. I need my experts out there to make the call. Oh, this other trainee is exhausted after almost low crawling for 25 feet. They all have mismatched helmets. Their gear's not consistent. Their gear's not uniform. That's boot camp? Why does it look like... It looks like Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. It looks like JROTC. I'm going to be honest. This is... What is this? Show me your war face! Stop everything. That... Dude's hat is on backwards. That guy's hat is on backwards. This is a backwards hat, I think. Do you guys see that? Am I tripping? Is that a backwards hat? Do you guys see this presumably recruit wearing his hat backwards? On the middle right of your screen, looks like the first guy to the left of the maybe RSO or drill instructor. Is that his hat backwards? What is going on? Backwards hat? Backwards hat? Backwards cover. The other guy's rubbing his belly. This guy's rubbing his belly over here. This guy's hat is backwards. This girl's gloves are off in her hands. You know what we're going to see here in a second? We're going to see hands in pockets, folks. We're going to see hands in pockets. And I'm going to freak out. We're going to see hands in pockets, and I'm going to cancel the Scuttlebutt Show. If that happens, I don't know what I'm going to do, folks. As a chief select, I'm starting to really feel this. Like, I'm starting to... I'm getting Chief Selecty over here. Airplane noises? That's like something you do to a little baby. All right, airplane noises. Open the hatch. Here comes down the runway. Here comes your MRE. Here comes the veggie omelet MRE. Open the runway. Oh, perfect landing. Oh, no, you're throwing up the veggie. Why are you throwing up the veggie MRE? What's wrong with the veggie omelet MRE? What's wrong with the vegetarian omelet? What's wrong with the vegetarian omelet MRE? What's wrong with the veggie omelet? I can't get over that they're doing airplane noises. They're laughing. They've got their shapes. Nothing. None of their gear is uniform. Is this real? Backwards covers. Airplane noises. We're going to see hands in pockets any second here. Don't dive in there. There might be some rocks. Am I tripping? Why are they talking to everyone like they're 5 years old? I can't get over, don't jump in there. There might be rocks. This is crazy. I mean, I'm going to, okay, here's one, okay, here's one thing. I was saying, are these real recruits? Is this real boot camp? You can tell it is because of those glasses right there. Nobody wears those glasses unless they're in boot camp. So yes, I can confirm at this point this is boot camp, but do I feel good about it? No, I don't feel good about this. This is very creepy to me. They probably should have cut that clip before the camera person fell into the bush, but that's just me. I'm not kidding. It's none of my business. Oh, man. You know, it seems like this is the easiest thing that I've ever seen. This is like the easiest thing that I've ever seen, and this is what they are canceling. This took 4 days, and they're replacing it with the new Pacer Forge. They're like sarcastically shouting at this point. I wonder if they're scared that if they don't yell like it's hard, the drill instructors might be like, do you guys think this is too easy? The other drill instructors seem like, do you guys think this should be harder? They're like, they have to look exhausted and like they're struggling, so that way they don't make it any more difficult on them. This is Air Force boot camp. This is the culminating event of Air Force boot camp.
Nice and easy, nice and easy. Let's go. Nice and easy. Nice and easy.
Bro, come on. Strap your cummerbund. The lack of physicality is one thing because it is the Air Force, but the lack of uniformality, the lack of put together uniforms seemingly not understanding how their gear is put together. All of this stuff is like so crazy. It's so super hard to watch. Okay, so I was wondering what the point of that was. Let's go back to this girl who is and the gentleman next to her who are about to full send it into the water. I thought, like, what's the point of this if you have to go into the water? What's the point of this? But now I can clearly see you can avoid the water. But she then does this. And then nice effort here. Yes, nice effort there. But be careful, there might be rocks. What's the practicality of this exercise, I wonder? I'm not going to say it.
You got it, Kelly!
Come on, Harm!
If you got wet, go back and change the dry clothes.
Oh. If you got wet, go change into dry clothes. Not if you got wet, suck it up, you got wet. If you got wet, just go change into one of your nice new dry uniforms.
Call someone who is dry outside the kitchen.
Go. Rockstar. Big swing. This guy's going in the drink. I can tell. This guy's going in the drink for sure. Give me a better angle. Give me a better angle, cameraman.
Good rope.
Oh, no. Try to jump high, okay?
Over here. Jump.
Oh,
barely.
Oh. You can hear the instructors in the background like, the wind, it's too windy for this. It's too windy. That girl just jumped into water. She didn't even make a go for the rope.
Left. Your left. Not my left.
I just slipped all the way down the rope.
I just slipped.
Is there like a part in boot camp where you have to have military bearing? Am I crotchety? Am I like a crotchety old man? There you go. Somebody said it.
Turn out your pockets. Dust all that sand off of your uniform.
Somebody said, oh, here we go. Don Gas Mask? Is that an MCU2 Papa? Let's get some gas. That should be good. Or do they, is it notional? Is the gas notional? There's the backwards hat. Where is this backwards hat phenomenon coming from? Who told these guys and gals it was okay to do backwards hats? Has that always been the case in Air Force boot camp? You can just do backwards hats? Do they have to do backwards hats? Maybe they're Maybe they have to do backwards hats. What was the point of the gas? It was notional, huh? The gas was notional. There is no gas. What are we doing? I get why this takes 4 days. If it takes 4 days to do this, I'm glad they're canceling this. You would think a four-day field exercise with base attacks and all that stuff could be fun and hard and make you feel really good. Make you feel like a badass at the end. Harry said, wait till they do backwards gas mask. Oh, that's good. Maybe they are. Okay, maybe they are doing gas. Maybe they are doing gas. Did it? Oh, God. Those are MREs. Oh. Oh, hang on. Are we not doing, in the Air Force, I guess we're not doing muzzle discipline. Not doing barrel awareness. I mean, why? What kind of warrior skill is that? They're trading. At least they know how to trade their MRE goodies. Who's got the jalapeno cheese spread? Hey, who's got jalapeno cheese spread? I'll trade muffin top. Who's that lemon pound cake bread? Whatever that's called, that's, I like that. I'm skipping a little bit at this point. They couldn't have gotten like a dead cat for that microphone on this video. Look at that warrior right there. Look at him just pop that fork out on his knee like a badass. Watch this. Guy on the right. Boom. Let's go. Get some, buddy. Get some. He's got his hat on forwards. He's ready. All right, folks. That's Beast Week. That's what they're replacing. So Beast Week, which was unsatisfactory to meet the needs of the Air Force, is being switched out for the Pacer Forge. Oh, my God. The Air Force's BMT has dedicated days to mock deployments in combat scenarios since 99 when the service had Warrior Week, and that began to change in 04 and was replaced in 06 with Beast Week. And that has not changed in the last 16 years. But now it is. We had to change BMT to prepare airmen for being stationed in deployed locations. They learned how to identify situations where IEDs might be present, how to defend a base, and we reinforced that all airmen are warriors. Think about what we just watched. It met the requirements for what we were facing at the time, and I would say it was applicable for the last 20 years that we were in Afghanistan and Iraq. Yeah, that training looked to me like exactly what you needed to be prepared for Afghanistan and Iraq. Based on my experiences in Afghanistan and Iraq, I would say that training met not just the minimums, it exceeded the standard, and those warriors are ready to deploy. The Air Force isn't the only service branch to modify longstanding terms. We know that the Army canceled some of their shark attack stuff, and the only one staying strong is the Marine Corps. The Navy, back in 2007 or 8 or whatever, rebuilt all their barracks at boot camp so that you don't even have to leave the building for basically the entire time now. They only leave the building to go to March, and that's it. So it's chaos out there, folks. I guess if you're joining the Air Force this year, good for you, because you're going to be getting an abbreviated version of that. You don't have to sit through 5 days of it, so good for you. Enjoy that. If I got something wrong in this video, if I misinterpreted or poorly evaluated some of that Beast Week training or left out the good parts, let me know in the comments section down below. And to all my airmen and their wingmen out there, fly high. Wow. That was something, wasn't it, folks? That was something. Hey, I'm just going to take a moment here at this point in the video to remind you, great, beautiful, wonderful, oh my God. What just happened? Somebody contributed $1,000 to the Indiegogo since this episode started. $3,765 into the Indiegogo. Somebody contributed, or some number of people have contributed, yes, $1,000 contribution since this episode started, folks. Oh my God. My mind is blown. Somebody contributed $1,000. Since this episode started. Oh my God. That's amazing. You guys, that's amazing. I can't believe it. What? I don't know who it is. I'm not going to look right now, but I'm so grateful. Wow, amazing. Amazing. I can't believe it, folks. The Indiegogo for Julian, the documentary, is now at basically $5,000. Of our $15,000 goal. Check it out if you can. If you have a second, the link's in the description of this video. But I don't know. I'm a little emotional right now. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to think about this. Unreal. Unreal. I had no idea that just happened. I just hit refresh and it went up by $1,050. I don't even know what to say. I don't know what to say. That's just mind-blowing, folks. That is just unreal. I am so grateful and impressed and overjoyed, because really what you're showing with this, all the people who've contributed, is you believe in stories like Julian's. When that kind of thing happens, what you're saying is you believe in supporting a veteran. And that's unreal. Amazing. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know how else to say it. I don't know how else to say it. It's just beautiful. It's just, it's special. So thank you. Wow. Wow. Unreal. Love that. And made my day. This whole thing has got me so over the moon. It's hard. It's difficult to describe. Wow. Just amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Thank you all very much. I was going to give I was going to plug it. I was going to be like, hey, go click the link. Maybe consider making a contribution, sharing it on your social media. Still go do that. But holy cow. Holy crap. $1,000 towards our upcoming project. And a reminder, folks, if you're considering sharing that, any money that's not used for production, we are going to donate. This is not a for-profit project. So any money that is contributed to the film that is not used in production, we're going to try to save as much money as we can and use it as smartly as possible, is going to be donated. Julian picks where it goes, and we're going to donate it. So you cannot go wrong by making a contribution there. Beautiful thing. So let's stay on a high here. Harry Lempi says, and we believe in Max as a storyteller. Thank you very much. Ann says, super legit. Eviana, wash hands. Sam says, wow. Yes. Thank you, whoever you are, Harry Lempi says. Eviana, so the new thing is that they're replacing it with, what would that be, in a hotel? Talking about the Air Force. Yeah, I'm blown away. I'm stunned. So thank you very much. You all are great. Whoever out there, if you're hearing this, if you're watching this stream right now, wow. By the way, sometime next week, we're probably going to do some kind of marathon, some kind of stream marathon to raise money. I'll probably be playing a game like Call of Duty or something like that, and we'll do a stream marathon and try to raise as much as possible. All right, folks, let's stay on a high here and wrap today's episode up. I got one more thing for you. The Green Bay Packers, who I think is a football team or something like that, have made a tribute to the United States military. Green Bay Packers honor members of the military. This is part of the Green Bay Packers Salute to Service Initiative. Players give a special shout out to the men and women of the military. Let's watch this and salute back to the Green Bay Packers.
I just want to send a special shout out to all the military members. Thank you for your service. Thank you for sacrificing your lives for the betterment of all of us.
Know that we're here supporting you as well. We really appreciate you, and it's a salute to y'all every day.
The
Thank
kicker.
You to all the past, present, and future military service members. Thank you very much for everything you've done and protecting our country.
To all of our veterans and our active service members, we're super grateful for everything you guys put on the line for our country and to protect everybody here.
I just want to thank all our military support staff from all branches and what you do for this country. I appreciate you. Go Pack, go.
Okay, that was cool, I guess. He said, I want to thank the military and the sports staff for everything that they do. Go Pack, go. I don't know if that was the right place to throw that in, but that's fine. Shout out to the Green Bay Packers. I have some friends who are diehard Green Bay Packers. Are these good football people? I don't know anything about football. Are these good? Is this like an especially good kicker? Is that a good tackler? I know that that's a good sailor, soldier, airman, marine, Coast Guard. I know what I'm looking at there, but when it comes to these footballers, is that a good linebacker, Rashawn Gary? You guys tell me in the comment section. I'm not really sure. But hey, thanks for doing that salute to service. That's always nice to see. I know, you know, you got the veterans out there manning the flag at the beginning of the games. Military gets a lot of love from professional sports organizations, and that's always appreciated. So a special shout out during the holiday season from the Green Bay Packers. Thank you for your service to it as out there on the field entertaining us all with your athleticism. Very impressive. Folks, unbelievable. A huge $1,000 contribution. I don't even know what to think about. I'm not sure I have not processed that. I need to go figure out who that was and write an email. I've been trying to write letters and notes and Instagram or whatever to everybody who's made a contribution. So thank you so much for that. Play some squads during the marathon. Sure, I sure can do that. But for now, I'm just going to wrap up the episode, because today was a beautiful day. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Tomorrow's Thursday, and it's a big scuttlebutt Thursday. And then Friday, maybe we'll do a little Kwanda action. It's been a minute, hasn't it? So with all that being said, folks, thank you very much for joining me today. You're all great and awesome, and I look forward to talking to you all very soon. And for now, that's the scuttlebutt.